Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, St. Louis television channels are changing frequencies. Oh, no. Does that mean 4 is going to be 6 and 5 is going to be 8? We're going to find out right now from the FCC's chair of Incentive Auction Task Force, Gene Cadu. And, Gene, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Brian, for having me.
This sounds like it could be kind of scary for people and kind of send people into a tizzy, but exactly what does this mean that the TV channels are changing frequencies?
Well, I don't think folks in St. Louis and throughout Missouri should be in a tizzy. First of all, it does not mean that their channels that they see on their TV will be changing. Viewers will still be able to tune their TV to the channels that they're used to seeing their favorite programming on. This is a change that applies to viewers who watch over-the-air television, first of all. It doesn't apply to viewers who watch and subscribe to cable or satellite services. So just if you have a set-top antenna or a rooftop antenna, that's the universe of consumers who need to be alert to these changes. But their channels won't be changing. What's happening is behind the scenes in their TVs, the TVs need to be re-scanned or retuned to recognize some new frequencies that we're moving TV stations to. And that's all that needs to happen.
Because over the air now, you've got like a 5.1, 5.2, 5.3. Is that what's changing, that the 0.3s type of stations, or what exactly is changing there?
No, those stations will continue to exist after the transition, just as they exist with the same channel numbers as they exist today. So 5.1 will stay 5.1, 5.2 will stay 5.2, et cetera. But what's happening is that we at the FCC are charged with making sure that we use our nation's airwaves as efficiently as possible. So we recognize that we could possibly be using the TV spectrum more efficiently, and so and if we did that, we could make some airwaves available to wireless carriers for important new wireless broadband internet, high speed capacity with 5G services and all kinds of new stuff available if we rearrange some of the TV frequencies behind the scenes. And so while the channels aren't changing, over-the-air viewers will need to listen for notices from their local stations as to when they're going to be changing frequencies and rescan their TVs when that happens so that the TV continues to recognize the frequencies on which their stations are being broadcast. And it's a fairly simple process.
Okay, visiting with the chair of the FCC Incentive Auction Task Force, Gene Cadu. And so, Gene, is this something that people will do once to rescan their TV, or will they have to do it more than once?
They'll probably have to do it more than once. This is a transition, unlike the transition that we did, people may remember back about 10 years ago when we went from analog to digital television services. This is one, and we did that at one time, and everybody nationwide changed on the same day. This one's occurring in phases across the country, and so there will be probably at least probably two, maybe three or four times that viewers in Missouri will need to rescan their TVs. But let me just say that it's a good idea for over-the-air subscribers to rescan their TVs periodically anyway. You mentioned the sub-channels, the 0.2, 0.3, 0.4 channels that you've seen on over-the-air TV. Well, more and more of those channels are coming online all the time. And if a viewer hasn't rescanned their TV in a while, and they do it now, they will be probably surprised that there are more channels available than they knew they had. So rescanning is kind of like rebooting your computer. You know, reboot occasionally, and it kind of refreshes things. Well, that's exactly what we're talking about here. And so the viewers should listen for their stations to make their announcements. They'll do that at least 30 days ahead of the time that the rescan needs to happen. So you'll be seeing those notices in St. Louis periodically over the next 18 months or so. And viewers need to listen for the dates and rescan their TVs. But if a viewer might miss some of those notifications and find that one of the channels that they're used to seeing is not available, they should rescan their TV, and they'll, chances are that's what's happened, and the TV will find the new frequency.
Does the age of your television matter? You already have the HD, obviously, the digital television. Does the age of it complicate things at all?
No, all of the digital TVs have that rescan capability. In fact, anyone who has bought a digital TV and uses it for over-the-air reception had to scan it when they first bought it to be able to find the local channels, because the TV doesn't automatically know that. So any viewer who has bought a digital TV should be familiar with this process. Older TVs, the old analog TVs with the big curved screens, if they're still out there, viewers who are looking at those TVs over the air have a converter box, what's called a digital to analog converter. And those converter boxes will need to be rescanned, just like the digital TVs will need to be rescanned. But for viewers who aren't familiar with rescanning or might have forgotten how to do it since they bought their TVs, the FCC website does have some guides to how to do that. We are at fcc.gov/TV rescan. So fcc.gov/TV rescan. We have some rescan guides on how to rescan by pushing the menu button on remote controls and going into the setup or channel menu and selecting auto tune, or sometimes it's called channel scan or rescan, in their menu.
So if you see the notice, keep calm and rescan.
That should be our motto, yes. Very good, yes. That should be the motto. Consumers shouldn't panic. They should just keep calm and rescan. We may use that, Brian.
I will send you the bill. Gene Cadu, the chair of the FCC Incentive Auction Task Force, good information for us this morning. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
Coming up next, the news on Total Information AM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.